You want to know how to calculate market rental rates for your property without using a property manager?
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert Gary Wong as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
So that would be step three. So market. Yeah. So step one is mindset. Step two is the know your product,
know what you're selling.
You're selling. Yeah. Number three is
put yourself in your tenant's shoes.
Okay.
So you want to have a market segmentation, your target market profile, what your tenant is like. Okay. So you want to figure out your tenant demographic, like what are typical people living at the age. Like for example, in downtown. There's a lot of international students.
Ah, okay.
There's a lot of people relocating to Vancouver. There's a lot of a younger generation, especially in the Chinatown area.
So who you're renting to?
Yeah, who you're renting
okay.
to?
Okay.
And then you gotta see that how many people are there? Are they usually like a lot of? They prefer to have pets. You will see people walking with pets. Or are they older generation?
So you have to understand your tenant.
Understand your tenant well. Understand kind of well. You know, you gotta put yourself in your tenant's shoes.
Okay.
So that we'll talk more about it later.
Okay,
but
sure.
There's a lot of things that
and then what the next step is.
Like yes.
So you know your product,
yeah.
but then you have to see how your product compares with
compare with competitors.
Okay.
So next step is you gotta see who's your competitors on the area. It's better to have competitors in the same building.
Oh,
but,
yeah, for sure.
But if you're lucky, you can have it. But if you're not, then you gotta find somewhere apple to apple. So what I mean by that is, if you are having a high ceiling, I mean like high ceiling, or like you're furnished, you wanna compare something's furnished, same square feet size, make sure it's same size, make sure you have the same amount of the amenities, the parking spot, the floors, and then you want the finishes the same. The layout is so important. So this is true story.
Yeah.
What happened was I want to rent out this property in downtown.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to rent out super premium. It's a two bedroom and a den. And he said like, oh, my property can rent out for $3,400. Because you know I'm going downtown. Everything is decently new. It was a 2010 building.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, I have all the amenities I need. People know this place. This is good. Nearby grocery and stuff.
Okay.
But when I go to his bedroom, the master bedroom, you can't even fit a master bed in there.
Oh.
Because the layout was like, so this is usually it's
not
a square.
Not
a square. It's like a cut.
Like a triangle cut.
Yeah, like triangle cut.
Oh, okay.
And it's really weird to put all the furniture and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then in the living room, same thing. It was cut.
Oh.
So I told him, hey, you know what? I know what you're trying to say, you're in good location, everything like that, but you have to think what you have, your product, right? The product that you have. And the people are demanding for the product. People are not looking for this kind of unique layout because it's hard for them to put the furniture in. So I was suggesting him to go furnish, and and then in the end, it was good that he's able to find a tenant that works for him.
Oh, good, good.
So that was one of the stories that we have. So you gotta make sure that even though you're searching with your competitors, make sure that you're searching apple to apple. That's very, very important.
Okay. Yeah. So you not only need to know what your product is, and then ideally you'd find out the other rooms or other units in the same building. Yeah. So you could just like hopefully you know your neighbors and knock on their doors and kind of go and check out their units. But if not, you can always research the buildings nearby that are pretty similar. And then find out how much they're renting for, and assuming they have the same high ceiling, same amenities, same features.
Yeah.
And then so you kind of like, you can put it on a spreadsheet and compare.
Yeah, definitely, right? You can compare. And then, also depend on how long has the place has been. There's so many
variations. Of course, of course. And then so-and-so, my neighbor rented it for this price, but then that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So different rate. So you could do that. You just calculate what was the rate 2 years ago, and then versus what is the rate now, and then you can spreadsheet and analyze that.
Yeah, and talking about the rate, it's the rental market changes really quickly, especially in Vancouver. If in 1 year, they have different season. summer is always like a busy season. Okay. December is usually a little bit slower because end of the year people want to do Christmas and New Year's, they don't move. So there's all different seasons and different prices.
So the next step would be, you know, make sure you, after you compared it with your building or your neighbor's buildings, and then when they rented out, when they rented out that particular building, and also the seasons. So you, if you want to find out the market rental rate of your property, find out what season you're going to rent it out in and compare it to the ones that rented out during that season as well.
Different seasons. And not only seasons and the years. Because, for example, if you compare a few years ago, some of them might be higher because when they rent it out, it's new.
Wow.
But later on, you rent out.
Got older,
exactly. Yeah. Wear and tear, all this kind of stuff, right?
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.